trade show displays, step and repeat backdrops, pull-up banner stands, table throws, all your large printing needs. ExpoNetUSA.com, 301-378-9363. Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Thank you for listening to the Hub Show podcast. Brought to you by Venue Media.
The People's Podcast.
The Hub Show.
You are thrown back.
I am.
You cannot believe this.
I'm like, oh my God, she's so adorable. She looks just like Kirsten Dunst.
Oh, that's such a compliment. Thank you, Charming.
Yeah.
See, now I know why your name is Charming.
That's not why.
Her name should be Deceiving.
Deceiving Charm.
Charm.
Oh Raging
gosh,
Bull.
Really doing this.
Yeah,
there you go.
Charming's the Raging Bull.
Raging Boner.
Well, I had one of those this morning when I woke up.
Me too.
Yeah.
And then I took care of it, and then I went and pissed out like 15 gallons of fluid. I have no idea how much.
Wait, did you have a hangover?
I had no idea.
Chris's Country Cures.
The flu. That was the one.
I had no idea how my bladder holds so much fluid.
Like it's good that it does.
I will wake up.
Be peeing the bed.
I don't wake up. I don't wake up to pee in the middle of the night, but I will wake up and pee in the morning, and I will pee 3-4 times, just back to back. Just
back to back.
Some Austin Powers shit.
Do you ever have rage pisses?
Rage pisses.
Oh, no, I can't force it out. If you force it out, it hurts. That burns. You ever tried pushing it out?
Wait, Biz, are you saying that you urinate just based purely on the power of anger?
No, I urinate when I have to urinate.
Yeah.
I'm confused.
But sometimes.
Well, if you have a raging boner and you go pee, it can be like a rage piss.
Yeah, that can
okay.
Absolutely.
Well, you're melding those two things.
That's
then.
Rough.
Okay.
Oh, that's when you have to put your hand on the wall and like lean forward.
Brace yourself.
Yeah, basically.
Because you can't. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's like a weird angle that you have to pee at when you have
and
a boner.
And you still might not.
That's a.
You
I
still
hear.
Might not.
Yeah.
Hit
the
one leg up.
Yeah.
And sometimes. And
that's
some,
why.
And sometimes you'll wake up and like the first one will go out
Splits.
In two streams.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's after sex.
Yeah.
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 And I'm sure, like my husband, you clean the bathroom though, right?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Howard Stern says you make it when you have a urinal in your bathroom as a man.
That would be so bad.
That would be so badass.
Know,
that's the only thing
about,
I've ever wanted
you know
in my
love
whole
about
life,
Howard
honestly,
Stern
is to
and
have
Robin,
a urinal
is that
in my
they really highly promote the Squatty Potty.
Who does?
Yes, they do.
Squatty Potty.
That's Howard awesome. And Robin.
And what exactly is the Squatty Potty? Is this just a step you put in front of your toilet,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. So that you're in the natural position like of that you're supposed to be for defecation.
You could also just hold your knees. If
there's
you
a natural
right.
position for defecation.
Yeah, do you know in other countries how they just basically, like, they're shitting into a pit,
yes,
essentially.
Just a
like,
hole
that's how you're
yeah.
supposed to naturally be positioned.
Really?
That's healthier on your body. Than,
I don't know.
How many
like,
times
you,
have you
don't need to
like that,
strain
charming?
Enough. Or, I have a squatty potty at my house.
You squat there, and poop.
You do squatty
potty?
Yeah,
man. It's good
they're
for
amazing.
You. Yeah.
You do too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is
oh
going
goodness.
On around here?
Try it. Don't
but
knock
you know,
it, man.
You know,
they, got
you,
a, they got generic
you ever get
one.
Shit on your socks?
No, that's
you
not how that's not how that works.
Flip-flops.
That's only in the well, woods.
I feel like they're confused.
Apparently,
so
you don't
like
have my
mechanism.
Sort of
they
poops.
Don't know.
Hey, what's the mechanism? Jesus. Stop eating Popeyes every day.
Wow, I don't want to know what your
fucking
kind of poops are.
Or dreary
penis over here.
I know I ain't squatting and pooping that shit out, though. I'll tell you that.
Every time he sits down, he goes...
Jesus.
Wow. Just fired them off like a shotgun. That's crazy.
No, shot everywhere.
I have not shat on my socks, but I have peed on my socks.
All right.
Well.
I don't know if we're going to keep that out or not. Hubstro, we're back. Jay Hayes, Chris Canfield, DJ Busy, Charmer Cassette, and we have with us on the mic Kelsey Palmer.
Wait a minute. That wasn't the show? I thought that was the show we were just doing.
Oh, it's been
doing.
Recorded. I'm contemplating leaving that one out or leaving it in, dude.
I could go either way.
High-quality stuff.
High-quality stuff.
Like, or low-quality stuff.
It's lowbrow, but, you know.
I was just about to have a conversation.
Real.
It was informative, Charming. I'll give you that.
These
it was
are
very,
very real things that other people have.
Yes, I was just about to have a conversation with Busy over here about how when you're a man and you're sitting down on the toilet and then you have to pee, you just kind of tuck it, and if you tuck it and leave it, it comes out through that crack between the
oh,
seat and
the bowl. Oh, that is
the
worst
bowl,
case scenario ever.
And it just no shoots on the back yeah. of your pants.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. It's the yeah. worst
oh,
thing
that
ever.
That is the worst thing ever.
You need to lock your shit up, man. You got to figure
maybe we
that out.
Maybe we can get a sponsor out of the Squatty Potty, though.
Well, now we need a blocker. We need like a pee blocker.
I advocate for
the undercurl.
For squatty potties.
There she goes.
I think we also need a cleaning company.
Yes.
I think so too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Simple Green or somebody.
Also, I'm going to stop using the bathroom down the hall.
What if, what if there was a toilet seat that had like a little pee shield on it?
A guard?
A little pee guard.
That should be on Shark Tank.
You there we go.
And the seat should be heated.
We'll take it to Tuna Tank.
We need heated seats because I'm telling you, I'm freezing my ass off on these toilet seats out here.
Yeah, but there's nothing worse than like going to a public bathroom and the seat's still warm.
That's why.
I can't sit.
That's interesting.
Never.
You just squat? Squat over?
Yeah.
Hover?
There you go. Do you hold on to the handicap bar?
No.
No need. It's a core workout.
Oh.
Yeah, that's true.
Jeez.
Wow.
She planks.
She looking like MJ while you're peeing.
She planks and poops. That's crazy.
That's cool, man.
Yeah.
It's impressive.
I think that's how you get a hernia. You better be careful.
Yeah.
Sounds like you guys need to be careful.
Hey, but if you do get a hernia, I know there's a class action lawsuit against
hernia mesh.
Hernia mesh.
Yeah. Just don't get the mesh. Yeah.
You might get yourself $4.50 off that hernia mesh.
Class action.
Cool. Class action, baby. Mm-hmm.
Have any of you guys ever been involved in class action lawsuits?
I've been invited to them, but
I've been invited also.
Yeah. I've been five.
I did one.
Did you try?
I did one.
No, because it's like five.
Did you receive?
You receive, you know, like it's $5. Split up between, you have
what
to
did
drive
you get,
to North Carolina.
So I think I got a check for like $4.80.
Because
somebody sued Ford Motor Company over like a seatbelt or some
shit. You said cars, but there was a ton at Enterprise Rent-A-Car. So as managers at Enterprise Rent-A-Car, you got one like every week. And my friend that I worked with was like, hey, you're sending those back, right? I'm like, no, that's totally not a thing. And she's like, I've gotten $230. Every single time she would just send it back and was like, yep, I worked there. I was a manager. Boom. And she kept getting money back.
Well, there you go.
I'm like, that stuff works. I felt so bad. I'm like, I could have had money. I just keep throwing them away.
How many stamps and how much labor?
I mean, I guess.
It seems like a whole lot of effort for a whole little money.
I think that's the thing, though, is that like, these people, there's not like people aren't following through with this shit, and that's the thing. Like I try to do the little surveys off my receipts because not enough people are doing it.
Really?
Maybe I'm gonna win.
You know? Those?
Yeah.
Man, as many times as I go to Home Depot or Lowe's, and it says on the bottom of the receipt, like fill out the survey, and you could win a $5,000 gift card. I go there like twice a day, every damn day of my life.
You should do it.
Yeah, I never thought about it. I don't know. I'm a chance. I'm a loser. Although I did win the lottery. I won the lottery.
Then that would make you a winner.
Three times now.
That's actually the opposite.
Andy
Weinberg.
Met Andy Weinberg, I've won the lottery three times. First time was $4. I let it roll, played it again, got another $4. I let it roll. And then I just checked the one in the truck yesterday, and it's an $8 ticket.
Wow.
You're doubling your money, man.
That's right. I won on two lines.
That's amazing.
Damn.
I never won, ever.
I hit the jackpot on a nickel machine once. That was pretty cool.
Nice.
I put $20 in. I didn't even spend all that $20. And I got $1,000.
Did you feel the machine? Like when you walk by?
Oh, yeah.
When you walk by it, you're like, that's the one right there.
So it was an elephant-themed machine. Those are my favorite animals. And then this old lady was just dumping money into it for hours. And I was like, man, that thing's got to hit soon. And she finally got up, and I went over there, and I literally spun it like twice. And it was like, nice. And I was like, oh, my God.
That poor old woman.
That's great.
I felt so.
You mugged that poor old woman.
That's the way it goes. That's how it goes
at the casinos.
Besides, she was drinking for free, so.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what I like.
Aren't
I like
we all
that.
All just winners at the casino.
I like that. That feeling you get when you're in Vegas and you're just walking through all the casinos and then you just walk by like one machine and you just take a double glance and you're like, "Well, that one's a winner right there. Mm-hmm. That's the one.
That's it.
I don't know why that one's calling my name.
Hey, man, my wife.
Why do they do that? Why do the machines call one person over?
My wife cleaned
the
house.
You come here.
She cleaned the house the other night at Charlestown, and then she hid it from me.
Really?
Oh,
she drove home talking about, I didn't do too well. The whole speech on the way back.
Nice.
And the next morning, she's like, look. She pulls out like $2,400 in $100 bills. Like,
that's crazy.
You know?
It's a weak day.
Yes.
She goes with that, though. She watches people get pissed. She's at the slot machine. That's what she plays. She watches people get up and leave, and the next person sits down, hits it.
That's what you got to do.
And the couple's still sitting there watching it going, you know? Nice. Timing, right?
Yeah. I won $3,000 playing roulette one time.
That's awesome, dude.
Yeah, it was pretty nice.
Yeah.
I walked in. I didn't know what I was doing at all. And I just kind of was like, oh. Eric was playing, actually.
Yeah.
He was playing, and he had a bunch of money down, and he kept putting money down and losing it. And I didn't know how much chips he had.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, hey, give me the stack over here. Let me borrow this. I'll pay for it in a second. I got to go to the ATM. So I just took like half the stack, threw it down on like 18 red.
Mm-hmm.
Thing spun. Boom. 18 red. Like, what? Whoa. Just like, just now, like now, now I just got like
what
this.
What are the odds?
Now I got like this mound of chips. I'm like, all right, I know how to play this game. Yeah, I got this game. Right.
Crazy.
Yeah, crazy.
It is crazy. I watched a guy that was playing blackjack tonight. I just play with, you know, a little bit of money, having some fun. This guy's putting like $200 down in each hand. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he put down his 200. He got a pair of eights, so he had a split. That's 200, 400, right?
Yeah.
Then he got two more eights.
Oh, wow.
And then, I mean, we were all like, you know, you're hoping for the guy. You know what I mean? You're praying that the dealer busts, and it was so close. But he won, man. $1,600 right there in the hand, dude.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And of course you're jealous.
Yeah, right.
I've seen her playing like $50 at a time, you know.
Right.
I never really got into like those blackjack kind of games, though. Like I always played Hold'em.
Blackjack is one of those games where you like you have to start betting higher, or you're just going to sit there and
you're just going to rotate your wheels, right?
Yeah, you'll pay in, you'll get it back. You pay in, you get it back, and that's if you keep betting the same thing every time.
Well, you feel good when you leave the amount of money you came with.
You're going to go in heavy.
At least you leave even. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, whatever.
Kelsey, do you gamble at all?
Negative.
In any
actually, that's not true.
Go on.
The horses. I like the horses.
See?
It's the only thing I feel like I get or that's worth the time and money.
I have never.
I don't understand that. How do you bet on
it? So you got to do all of it. That's the trick. You got to do like place, win, and show. Being.
Do you do the Charlestown?
To win something.
Yeah. That's the only time I've done. Well, see, I learned how to horse race, like gamble and horse racing in college because we had a drinking game and we literally made our own horse races. So you would like have to do the whole thing.
Let me set this bottle of Fireball in front of you.
I don't really drink anymore, but maybe because of college. No, so that's the only thing I've done and that's the only thing I win money at.
So do you go to the horse races?
I mean, if the situation presents itself, no, because that's just kind of a disaster in my opinion. But no, I would love to go to like Kentucky Derby or do it for real, but Charlestown's fun. That's all I do if I ever go to
do you ever go to Penn National or anything?
No. Mm-hmm. I like to spend my money on like shoes.
If you ever go, I kind of want to ride along and figure it out.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Let's go.
I'd like to
field
see,
trip.
Yes, field too. Trip. Maybe we can get a horse jockey racing on the show to talk about, you
heck
know,
yeah.
This jockey life.
This has been on my bucket
we could
list.
Get a horse on
you
the
name
show.
The horse,
that
right?
would be yeah. freaking awesome.
You like
awesome.
That? We'll bring them right here in the Mulberry Loft.
That's right.
Yeah. That'd be I actually know somebody that owns a couple horses, and they race at Charlestown. Yeah.
There
but,
you go.
Yeah. And I think because I'm so short, I associate myself with a jockey. I like to
get the
spirit of a jockey.
You're not that short.
I know.
I mean, those jockeys are little
people.
Short people.
Yeah. I'm only 5 foot.
I know, but I feel like that's like a giant next to a jockey.
I don't know.
Seriously.
How long till we have like just some big slobby ass guy out being like, I'm going out to be a jockey.
That's like,
you can't discriminate against my weight.
You can't discriminate against my weight.
That's some Laurel and Hardy shit, dude.
Yeah, the horse is like shaped like a U.
Yeah.
His feet are on the ground.
Sway back.
Just because I like pork barbecue doesn't mean I can't race a horse.
He dies the first lap.
I identify plop. As a smaller person.
Yeah.
Jesus.
All right. But yeah, I always wanted to like go, I always wanted to see the horses run. And I want to wear the fedora and put my ticket like in the band of the fedora and take a rolled up newspaper and go, run, you fucking nag, and like hit the newspaper.
Well, go with Kelsey. Yeah. She'll hook you up.
Sure.
Kelsey, are you sure you want that?
You bring the fedora.
Can we just like go over the top? Like I'll wear a derby hat. Like you can wear like the bill thing. Wait. And we could just like
so
take
we're gonna,
it too
we're
far.
Go
I
want to
be like
trip.
A sports agent.
Gonna go there, on the field trip, Kelsey. We're all going to dress up like it is the Kentucky Derby. We're the only morons in there dressed like
that. I'm going to wear a three-piece suit.
Like from the 40s.
The big floppy
the big
hat.
Bonnet.
Yeah. Yes.
I'll be the broke drunk uncle that has like the beer spills all over his shirt. Yes.
The wife, just the beer stained wife beater.
Popeye's hot sauce. Yes.
Jay needs to be the mobster guy. I feel like there needs to be a mobster.
Gonna,
there we go.
Oh, my wife is going to kill me.
I can't believe I did this again.
Yes.
There you go. Yeah. Busy, you? Casinos? No?
No, I don't gamble, man. I like to keep my money.
I gotcha. I understand that.
Yeah, I would bet on like a basketball game, maybe something I understood.
I gotcha.
Sports.
My thing, I have a. Betting I think I have a. Well, it might already be going on, but I think there should be video game casinos.
Yeah.
So, like, you show up to play Madden or you show up to play NBA 2K and you can put bet on money your game down. And put your money down on an illegal situation and, like, playing each other in person.
That'd be awesome.
Does that fall under the law of sports betting?
I don't know.
Right?
You know?
Because they just passed the law in West Virginia.
EA Sports is...
They got sports betting now at Charlestown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, sports betting, I think, is legal across the country.
Yeah, right?
They already do, like, bracketed... like video game competitions.
Yeah.
Sure,
in places.
I saw that on Ballers.
Why not? Yeah.
But we're calling gaming a sport at this point, right, in society.
Yeah, they have like a big tournaments for all that stuff.
So
like,
much
they're filling arenas.
I mean, it's the crazy, PUBG tournament's going down right now.
Are there
going
to be Olympics
World Championship?
The PUBG?
Yeah, that's Player Unknown Battleground. I'm addicted to that game.
Oh, yeah?
Okay. Yeah. I'm Busy Capone on Xbox One if anybody wants a battle.
Busy Capone, folks.
Hit them up, guys.
Wait, you need to be the mobster, apparently.
I want those two to be, just a couple of...
Yeah.
Mobs.
Do you talk shit to people, like, on the headset?
Well, in PUBG, you can't talk to the other players. You can only talk to the players on your team.
Yeah.
Mm. It's just more about communication. But when I used to play COD or Call of Duty and stuff, like, I would...
How many times in your life have you said, "Make me a sandwich, bitch"?
Do you guys just, like, talking shit to 12-year-olds?
Oh, yes. For sure. 100%.
For sure. Yeah. Yes.
Weren't you doing that a year ago, Chris? Uh-huh. You started playing Call of Duty again or something.
Yes,
and some 12-year-old telling you off or something.
Yeah, I got obsessed with Call of Duty.
You'd like PUBG.
Yeah, you could hear, like, I had the headset on, but I wasn't talking to anybody, right? So you can hear what's going on with everybody else. And this, like, little 12-year-old kid, I guess, was in there. He's like, you could hear his dad come in the room. I told you, turn that off and go to bed.
That's really adorable.
Chris is fitting in the lines. Hey, tell him this.
I tell him stuff like, hey, tell my girlfriend I said hi. How do I know your girlfriend?
It's
your mom.
Starting trouble.
Right.
There you go.
Did you ever hear see the video or I don't know if it was a YouTube video or a meme or something with the guy who was pretending to be a Nigerian? He was talking like this. I will come to your house. I know where you live. And he was looking up his, like, IP address and, like, pulled up the guy's house on Google Maps and everything. And he was, like, getting all personal with this kid. And the kid was like basically just shitting his pants. And this guy was talking in a Nigerian voice saying he was going to come to his house and kill him. That's crazy.
That's crazy.
Business is
also against the law. Very against the law.
Oh, yeah. Still. Yeah. What are you going to do?
Sounds pretty.
What's an IP address, you know?
Right.
Whatever. So, Kelsey.
Yes.
What's going on?
Hi.
What are you doing on this show? Why are you here? Why is the microphone in front of your face?
She doesn't even know.
Nope.
We have not talked about you at all since this whole thing
Kelsey
started.
Kelsey Palmer is on the Hub Show.
I would like to hear what you guys have to say.
You've already heard it.
You've been hearing this
all
night.
About me.
About you?
Yeah. Why do you think I'm here?
You want her to mention Kirsten Dunst again, don't you?
They're
just fishing for a compliment.
Like Kirsten Dunst's twin sister. It's amazing.
Love you. Uh-huh.
I'd say Kelsey is a marketing and coordinator genius.
She's our manager.
She's a fireball. Mm-hmm. She is the.
I like flash words. So the more you can say fancy words, the more you like win.
Oh,
is this a contest? Can we make it a contest?
Oh,
who's got the best
guru.
Things to say? About
marketing guru.
I'm not vain at all. By
so what? Like, you have a proclivity for big words.
Juicy words.
That gave me a tingle.
You're going to do great on this show with Charming, man. We go speak and spell over here and everything.
Yeah,
man.
Right. So, yeah. I like it. I like words. I'm a word person.
I like to invent
words. With friends? Do you play words with friends?
You play Scrabble?
I do.
Yeah.
You do Scrabble?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
You're the annoying
really serious,
friend.
Though.
I bet it gets all the points.
I don't correct people's grammar, though, just for the record. I want to, but I don't.
Yeah.
Because that guy's, we don't like that guy. Girl, whatever.
That person.
Them.
Yeah.
But I am definitely okay saying that I won a spelling bee championship in elementary school. So
once?
I mean, yeah.
Okay.
I'm not Asian.
Whatever. Wow.
So or what? Indian.
Yeah,
that was a good movie, by the way. Whatever
it was a
that
good
movie. With the little Indian kid.
Yeah.
Went in the spelling
bee. It's called Spelling Bee, I think.
Just like that.
I've seen that.
Yeah. I don't think it was
not
that.
Just called boxing, just called but this one was just called Spelling Bee, you know.
They didn't want to make it hard for people to figure out, right. You know.
What are they doing?
Well, Jason Bateman was in that.
He was.
That's he's right. one of my all-time favorites.
He's
pretty awesome.
He's a good actor.
I love him.
There's always money in the banana stand.
Yep.
Yeah.
There you go. Wait, was Jason Bateman the second
that's
Team
a
Wolf?
Deep pull on Bateman.
I think he was, yeah.
Yeah, that was a young Bateman.
Yeah, he was on the 80s sitcoms there at the same time. Michael J. Fox was on Family
they
Ties.
They were kind of like battling for
something
cool,
like that. They kind of looked the same, too, cool at the time. Yeah, no.
Same looking.
Almost. Back in then, they did.
Yeah.
Flipping channels.
There should be
tell.
A...
I feel like I like any kind of person who just kind of carries through with that like self-deprecating character roles. Like, who's the other one? The famous, like, the Meet the Fockers.
Ben
Stiller. Ben Stiller, yeah.
That's
it's
great
just,
stuff, man.
Yeah.
Well, he wasn't self-deprecating.
Or, you know, Larry David.
He wasn't self-deprecating when he was working for Total Gym.
Oh, my God.
Dodgeball.
That was awesome.
That was a great movie.
Yeah, but it was still, like, he was getting clowned. So, yeah.
And Zoolander was half and half.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome. A Zoolander 2, actually, a good movie. Held
Something
up.
About Mary was a great movie.
Held up right there with
Along
Zoolander
Came Polly was a good movie.
Yes.
Yeah.
My favorite part in Along Came Polly was when he was playing basketball. Yeah. And he goes up and that guy's face just...
Yeah, just slow motion.
That was horrible.
Yeah. Kelsey, you run, operate, manage, own Kite and Anchor.
Correct.
Kite and Anchor... Marketing service? What's the full name? Just Kite and Anchor?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a good name.
Thank you.
I
got to be honest. You want to hear a fun little story?
Yes, we do.
I came up with something different that was more marketing related, but the typical person doesn't know all the savvy marketing words.
Yeah.
So my husband actually was like, you can do better than that. I was like, what? What do you mean? Like, I'm already putting myself out there, starting my own business. I came up with this really cool idea for a name, and he was like, yeah, no. You're way more creative than that.
Aww.
What? Yeah. Kite and Anchor?
No, that wasn't the first version. I'm going to tell you what the first version was. That was the second one, and that came to me on the back of a motorcycle.
Let me guess.
No, tell us.
Let me guess.
No.
Let
we
me guess.
Know.
You no, tell it's us now. Not really good. It's
let me guess. On. It had something to do with, well, they had to both be on the same level. So it had to be like earth and a foot above.
No.
Is that what you called it? No?
No, it was completely different. It was like, it was KPI Consulting. So Kelsey Palmer, my name, because a lot of marketing people just do their name, and he's
the abbreviation.
So what?
Like, it's cheap.
Nobody cares who you are; it's what you're going to do for them.
Yeah,
so
it's cheap.
Okay.
Yeah,
but you also get to show off your creative side through your branding of yourself.
Yeah.
So,
Kite and Anchor,
like, if you're going to brand yourself creatively, then other people will be like, "Oh, she could brand me creatively."
That's the idea.
That's the idea. Yep.
Yeah.
And here she is.
And here she is
branding us creatively.
Hopefully. That's right.
Rock on.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm glad
we sure need it.
I'm not tying anybody off anytime soon. But, you know.
Really,
Kelsey, tie me off.
Just throw me the rope.
Kite and Anchor. I mean, that kind of
gives
some
synergy there.
Obviously, Kite and Anchor. So I do marketing and advertising, which is kind of like pie in the sky. Like, if you can dream it, we can make it happen as long as you have lots of money, because those things kind of go together. So Kite is kind of like the more creative side of it. And then Anchor stands for basically like the HR strategies that I work with people on. So it kind of grounds you. Like, so one thing keeps you down, the other one kind of makes you fly.
You've even built the company into the name.
I have.
That's a good idea.
Lovely.
Yeah.
That's great.
And then also there's a thing where every relationship you have, somebody's the Kite and somebody's the Anchor. So my husband and I, K and A, Kite and Anchor. And then we both have anchors.
Maybe that's
Marine
my problem.
Yeah. So you need somebody that's kind of like,
which do you
that's
need?
Me. Chris and then he's like, no, 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 come back down.
Anchor, dude.
Yeah. I think we're both kites.
Yeah.
Shit.
I mean, wow. I'm not a therapist by any means, but I just read an article and I went with it.
I don't know.
K and A. I like it.
I try to be the anchor, but I think I'm just dragging on the coral.
On the coral.
Yes.
Tie me off.
Lots of nautical themes today.
Right.
Anchors and shit.
I'm like that guy in Speed 2. You ever see that? Where he's like,
no, no one's seen Speed 2.
And he remembers it too.
And then he goes back and it's like flash to another scene. And he comes back and goes, four knots. He just keeps like yelling it out.
Wow.
Has anybody ever seen this?
I don't remember.
It's the worst.
I don't feel
I know
like
I've
Speed
seen
2
it,
is a
remember.
Sequel
Speed
that you actually
was pretty
watch.
Cool.
Yes,
or remember anyway.
It is the worst scene in cinematic history.
And you, there you are.
Interesting.
Yes.
Somebody out there likes it too, Chris. You'll be all right.
I don't know.
What do you talk about on your podcast? Well, the worst scenes in movie history. You should check it out.
It's super entertaining.
All right.
Yeah.
Speed 2.
What do you tell people when they ask you what we talk about on this show? I get that a lot. When I say I'm on a podcast, people go, "What do you talk about?" And then I have to rack my brain for like a couple minutes just to like come up with something. Like
after all this time, Chris, thanks a lot, man.
That's your branding message.
Like, we don't really talk about anything. Yeah, right.
Etc.
I don't know. What do we talk about?
Everything and anything.
I usually tell people pop culture and beyond, and then I give them Jay's spill. What's the elevator pitch?
What is our elevator pitch?
Everything and nothing.
Everything and nothing, yeah.
Everything
and nothing.
It's kind of contradictory.
It's up there.
Yeah. Like, we talk about everything but nothing, or everything because everything is nothing?
I just say everything and nothing. Yeah. I don't know.
Are we just like... Out there.
Is that a paradox?
Yes.
That was a paradox.
I told you I like
words. Wait, is that a good thing or not?
So are we like invalidating substance? Or, you know what? Like, are we trivializing everything? Or...
I think we're offering entertaining.
Thank you.
Different entertaining perspectives on everything.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I don't know.
Well,
I mean, we have fun, right?
Busy, you've been asked what we do?
Yes. And multiple times.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so you usually go with what?
The pop culture part.
Pop culture and beyond.
Hey, pop culture and beyond. That's fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
2 years later.
Does pop culture...
What does that entail, though?
That could be everything. That could be
music,
art.
Pop culture.
All that
things going on in the
gambling.
All that stuff we see at the Comic-Cons, you know.
Class action lawsuits.
Yes.
Real life.
Tying off boats. You know, anything.
Yeah. Sailor's knots.
Hot sauce. Yeah.
I think as long as you have really cool people that have really cool stories and you talk about life in an interesting and fun way, I think people are going to want to listen to that.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I've been telling people. Is that wrong?
No, I'm dude. Fire away.
Look,
man.
I'm the new kid on the block, so.
You are, but you've listened and you've done a little bit of your homework here.
Yeah. Have you listened to our shows?
Oh, yes, of course. Yeah. I do my research.
Yes.
Okay.
Before she decides to sign on to this.
Have you listened to any of the older episodes?
Yes.
Oh, jeez.
And you know what?
I've never had somebody do that before. So.
That's a first.
Is that why you're taking your jacket off? You're getting a little hot for me?
Flustered.
I don't know. Yeah. Well.
So,
they like us.
Oh, there. Yeah.
No, it's all good. We turned the lights on. Hey, we turned the lights on in Chile. And Bulgaria this week, last week.
So, are you serious?
We're getting around, man.
Shout out to Bulgaria.
Wait, I just met somebody from Bulgaria last night.
They said Hub Show. Oh, yeah.
Maybe.
I have
Chris
is cured
for the flu. It was awesome.
That we get a world map, and we just tack on where we've been downloaded.
I like that.
Sure. Yeah. Let's do that.
That'd be cool.
I have a map.
Yeah.
I got a map.
Have the little flag on it.
Yeah.
Not just the U.S. We're like national and international too.
I got you. According to my hosts, we got people listening in Guatemala, Brazil.
All right.
Yeah. Where do we get the most downloads besides the United States?
Outside
the
U.S.? It's Germany lately. And for a long time, it was Ireland and the U.K., which is cool. But Germany.
I think that's because we had an episode called Blarney Stone.
Yeah.
That
was a good time.
That's how the internet works.
Probably caught some Google searches.
Yeah. Keywords.
I'll tell you what.
Algorithms, you know, and all that technical stuff.
And Shay shit herself after eating that Blarney Stone.
She pissed herself, but yeah. Two different things. A squatty potty
for
her.
Back to the bathroom.
Those are two very different things.
We circle back.
It's one thing to piss
tying
yourself.
Tying off boats
it
and people.
It is another thing to shit yourself.
That's it.
Yes.
And with that, folks.
That is not what especially happens when it's when a she. Use a squatty potty.
Yes.
That's right. Squatty potty. If you're listening,
well,
we're here to help.
That's right.
The Blarney Stone is laced with absinthe.
Oh, I had that once.
Yes, and I made her a drink that was laced with absinthe.
She was driving home to Chambersburg. She pissed herself on the way home.
She does not, and she does not drink.
She hasn't been back since.
Did somebody warn her at least? Like, I at least got the heads up. Like, is the most intense stuff ever.
I told her, I said, this is the stuff that Vincent van Gogh cut his ear off drinking. And
she was like, sure.
She's like, sure. Let's go for it.
Yeah, but like the American version doesn't have the wormwood in it.
Yes, I know.
So it's not 100% the same, but it does.
I did.
Yes, you
were. But when we were younger, right? Internet first coming on the scene, about 18 years old.
Sure.
You know, I got the party pad because I've done quit school. I got a nice job, nice car, right? I got all these friends coming over. One of my buddies goes, you know what? We should
get some absinthe.
He said we should go online and order some wormwood and make our own.
What?
So he ordered wormwood from somewhere and it came in and we tried to brew our own absinthe, and it tasted horrible.
Was he a scientist? I mean,
we drank it, yeah. But it had, it had like sticks and twigs and leaves in it. Like, we didn't actually
filter it at all.
Yeah, we didn't. It just kind of ran it through a colander. I
mean, young Chris.
So you guys were basically playing mud pies with absinthe, essentially. Yeah. What you're doing.
It's called before the internet. You couldn't YouTube it. So what did you just had to figure it out?
The dark web.
Dude, that's why those people are the best generation. I still say this because, like, you have to figure stuff out and you just experiment it. I remember making things like out of the most random ingredients. I'm like, yeah, this is gonna taste awesome.
Yeah, sometimes it did, sometimes it didn't.
But you still finished it though.
Yeah, because that's what we did, right? Yeah. You cleaned your plate.
When you're just like riding around bashing mailboxes and stealing stop signs and stuff, and your car breaks down.
Yes.
Your car breaks down and on some back road at like 3 a.m. You have to figure out how to fix that fucking car and get home.
Yeah, or you just leave it. I did that a couple of times. Shit. I'm like, I don't know what's going on. Let's just walk or call a friend. Right? Yeah. Phone a friend.
Yes.
Yeah. How about just things of like not knowing an actor's name and you couldn't be like, oh, who is he? I can't think. And you Google the movie he's in or something like that to figure out his name.
No,
so like you would just have to sit there for like 3 hours thinking about it.
Yeah.
And then hopefully the thought would just finally go away or you figure it out.
No, or you just play the 7 degrees of Kevin Bacon and you figure it out, right?
I worked with a guy who was like a genius at that thing. Actually, I didn't know if he was a genius at it or whether he was a good shit talker because he was naming off movies that I've never heard of. So he would just and he'd come back to Kevin Bacon every time. I'm like, there's no way. Like, all right, let me name off another one. I name off another one. And I was like, I've never heard of like 4 of those movies that he just named off. So I don't know. I think he's just a good shit talker.
I don't know Kevin Bacon.
The man that saved Hagerstown, Kevin Bacon. You don't know him?
Footloose.
Oh.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever heard the Wikipedia like 10 degrees of Hitler game?
No.
It's like you know, like when you're on Wikipedia.
My internet searches are way different than yours.
I know.
Right, but that's the thing. That's the point of the game is that like supposedly like within 10 clicks like you're going to end up at Hitler at some point. Like you just hit. You guys have never heard of that?
No.
Now you have.
That's an episode to itself, though.
I didn't make it up. You guys are like persecuting me. I am Hitler himself.
No, I want to hear more about it. But
Jay, can we switch seats for a little bit?
Jesus Christ!
Look at this Jew nose.
No, I'm interested. I want to hear about it.
I thought we were talking about pulp culture. Like that's not. No.
Yeah. No. I want to hear about it.
That's the game. It's like so 10 know, degrees of Kevin Bacon.
Okay.
But Hitler.
Okay. You just go down the rabbit hole in Wikipedia. You know how you just keep clicking stuff?
Oh, yeah.
And like supposedly you just end up at Hitler. I've never tried it. No. Just heard of it.
Cool.
You guys are really being hard on me.
I don't go down Bloody Mary. I don't go down the rabbit hole that often. Do you guys go down the rabbit hole?
Yes, you do.
Oh, I do.
Yes, you do, Chris.
And then you realize
I did on the chemical stuff.
Yes, you did.
That chemical stuff, I went way down the... Yes, the chemical lagoon here in Hagerstown.
Yeah, it's
good. Oh
boy,
God.
that dug deep.
Indeed. I stay pretty.
I was like, what have I been bathing and drinking in my entire fucking life, and nobody has mentioned it. Nobody brought it up. It's just forgotten to history.
The fact
that there's poison underneath the ground of my city.
Yeah, but you also told us and, that
nobody
you used
gives
to
a fuck.
Like, swim right Antietam below Creek. The waste plant.
That was the last time I went down the rabbit hole.
Superfund site. I'm going to call you Superfund from now on, Chris. Get your shirt. Superfund.
What is his superpower from all of this exposure?
Right? Mine?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Carpenter man.
I sleep a lot less.
You sleep a lot less?
Yeah.
That's the aftermath?
Yeah.
The effects?
Well, when I wouldn't have anything to do, I would just go to sleep.
Oh, good Lord. Fill in the blanks.
I would just go home, lay on the couch, turn on the TV, and sleep. It didn't matter what time of day it was. I'm just going to sleep. But, you know, it worked out. Now I got something to do all the damn time. You guys are keeping me busy.
We try.
Yeah.
Plus you get Rubik's Cubes. You're good to go, man.
That's it.
That's it.
That's your superpower.
You're right.
Wow. It's the Rubik's Cube.
I can solve a Rubik's Cube in 2 minutes.
That is a superpower.
It is wild. Yeah.
Those things are hard.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Antietam Creek.
Yeah. What do we do with this power? Yeah. How can we change the world?
Solve more.
Yeah.
That's right.
Anyway, that's what we do on the Hub Show. There you go. That's a good example of
that is
of
a
it.
Really good long answer for sure. It might be longer than 30-second elevator. Might be. So you might want to think that you get stuck in the elevator. Yeah,
right.
And we're still talking about the Hub Show.
Somebody done pulled the fire alarm.
I know. There's only one person left. Anyway. Yeah. In this one time at the roller derby. Yeah. Like Forrest Gump, right?
Forrest Gump and Forrest Gump in an elevator.
The bus stop seat, now that's
a
story.
Now that's a sitcom episode.
There you go.
Forrest Gump in an elevator.
Yeah. Hello. Yeah.
That would be great.
One big box of chocolates.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway.
That's a cool experiment. I had to do that.
What?
For box sociology of chocolates? Class.
Put sit down.
Forrest Gump in an elevator. And oh. You did all this random things, like pick your nose and like fart it. Yeah, like nice. Seriously. They were like the most ridiculous things you can do. You get the interaction with the other
the
people.
Reactions,
and you have to keep track of like what the, yeah, it was crazy, but it was fun.
Was
that
it?
That sounds pretty cool.
And then we did it in Atlantic City one time with my family. My family's crazy. But we all pushed forward, like, right to the door of the elevator, and there was no one behind us. But we were like, sorry, it's full. And we did it for, like, just rode up and down that forever. Like that was
awesome.
My grandmother and my
awesome.
Great aunt's idea, actually.
Nice.
Good times.
Yeah.
Good times in Atlantic City.
Another story.
We don't gamble, but I tell you what.
You know,
I did gamble. I went when I was 20, and I had to use my sister's ID that said I was 22. And so I got carded, and my grandmother was like, Kelsey, you're 22, not 21, remember? Yeah. And I'm like, oh, right. Thanks, Grammy. Cool.
Dude, Grammy sounds awesome.
Grandma's awesome, for sure. Yeah. She's a rocking 86
I like the elevator ride thing. That's fun. That's a good idea. Yeah. I mean,
you know, when I was into online dating.
Yeah.
You
I would
are
take,
not anymore?
I would take the, no, I'm not.
Okay.
I would take the,
For the record.
I would take everybody to the same restaurant and sit in the same seat. Every single
was
time.
Was it Garfield's? Because I might have waited
no,
on you.
No, it was no, it was down in Middletown, the main cup.
So they
I would
probably
take,
knew that.
I would
that.
Take every single date that I got offline, I would take them to the main cup. We're going to meet there after work, and I would show up like 15, 20 minutes before them and sit in the seat and be like, hey, and I would have the same waiter in the same seat every single time.
Why
and
didn't
and,
or, I get
and,
to do
and
that?
And ordered the same food.
Why but, couldn't I do that as a server? But, that would be so much fun.
But they didn't know that.
So dude, you, the server kept
no,
all the
no.
dates.
All the dates didn't
but
know
the
that.
Server was your friend,
yes.
I'm assuming.
No.
No?
No.
Always the same server, though?
Just random.
That's you want to talk about a sitcom. That right there is a sitcom.
That's a great...
There's so much like... Oh, man. There's so much fun stuff that happens in a restaurant.
I tried to do like the 51st dates thing.
Yeah.
Well, it was after like...
all the catalysts
you know, you've been,
the same.
When you're in that online dating world, you realize after a short period of time that every date is going to go horribly. There's not going to be... Like, this is going to end in disaster. I know before I even leave the house.
So I did it once.
So you just go out and you just make fun of it.
Yeah.
I entertained myself. I thought it was funny, so I laughed inside.
I did it once, and I, like, joke, but I went to Garfield's where I worked. So I told everybody what was about to happen. I'm like, I got this internet thing. So bad. Literally did it one time in my entire life. It was so awful.
You only Tindered one time in your life.
It was way before Tinder. I think it was like, I don't even know. What was the first thing that came out on the internet?
Plenty of Fish?
MySpace?
No, before that. No, like some, but God rest in peace. MySpace was my favorite.
eHarmony?
Yeah, maybe it was. Match, maybe. Yeah. Because one of my friends met her husband, and I was like, cool, I'm going to try this. Yeah, it was a disaster. Mm. And then I told everybody, and I was like, I actually need to go back and work. So I left my date at the table, and I pretended like I needed to be
you
on
see,
shift.
We might have been on the same date. We may have been on the same date. I was like, this bitch just left me. She said she was going to the bathroom. It's been 45 minutes.
3 hours later. Yeah.
Then I told our servers to kick him
she'll
out.
She'll show up.
Yeah.
After he paid.
She'll be back.
It was bad. I don't even know. He wore like high waters before it was like cool to wear cropped pants as a dude.
Wow.
And I was like, this isn't going to go well. I knew from the first. Yeah.
Like,
it
is funny. It is funny. Like you get like, there's a certain point in the date where you go, oh, this is why you're single. You start, you like realize it like immediately. You go, oh, this is why people don't like you. I get it now.
So serious question though, did you finish the date even though it was awful, or did you just bail?
No, I don't. I've never bailed on a date.
Yeah, I've always finished the dates.
Really?
Yeah.
It's like finishing an interview when you know that the person is not qualified. Like, why waste their time though?
Boy, you are a marketing agent.
I'm just saying, right?
Like, can't we I guess I'm looking out for somebody's feelings, Kelsey. Yeah. I guess I'm not trying to break minds, souls, and hearts.
Isn't it worse if like they think that you guys had a good time and you carried it out, and then you just kind of ghost them after a while? Like, that's kind of worse.
I guess there's
still, but it's not worse to my face.
I guess there's still a 1% chance I might get a handy in the parking lot. I don't know. Is there still a 1% chance?
Because he waited 3 hours, damn it.
Like, Kelsey, I didn't pay for all of this, you know.
Kelsey, how did you meet your husband?
Ooh. Oh, that's a good question.
That's a good podcast.
We might. How much time do we have? Okay, so
we're pushing 40 minutes here.
Long story short, the very first time I met him, I was selling raffle tickets, and he told me no. I didn't know him then, but then...
And she's like, this motherfucker just told me.
But he was scary kind of looking. It was like there was a fire or something, and we were like, whatever. Long story short.
Wow. Wait, you can't just like say
there's a fire at the raffle?
The raffle tickets were on fire?
Raffle tickets
She just yada-yada'd over the best part.
Yeah, she really did.
Yada-yada.
It was a benefit. And this guy is like, no, I'm good. I was like, you're not going to actually support someone whose house just burned down? Like, what kind of guy are you, right?
This makes a lot more sense.
Okay, so skip to the next person, sold a bunch of raffle tickets. Then, like a year or so after the fact, I met him because he played football with my brother-in-law, and then he had three different names. So he goes by different names depending on the audience. So I had three dudes that were like,
I get it.
It depends on the group that you're hanging out with. So if you're like playing sports, you got one thing you're called, and if you're like in a motorcycle thing, you got another name you're called.
Right.
So I thought three dudes literally wanted to hang out with me, but it was the same guy.
Wow. Why is he kifing all the nicknames? Like, I don't have a single fucking nickname. He's kifing all of them.
Well, I'll think of a nickname. I'm really good at that.
Okay.
I got you. But yeah, so I ended up meeting him at this thing that we called Monday Funday, because everybody hates Mondays because they always suck. So we would get together and like motorcycle people would work on motorcycles. We would like drink and grill out and do all this fun stuff. And one of my best friends introduced us and was like, this is the coolest chick you're ever going to meet. He and I grew up together. He lived with my husband at that time. And then the rest is history. So we just celebrated like 9 years.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Congratulations.
So good story.
And I got to interview him. That was a good time on Veterans Day.
Yeah. He's a cool dude.
Aaron.
Keep him around for a while.
Aaron, as he called himself.
Everybody calls himself that. One more nickname. Aaron. See, he doesn't need that one. You want that one?
No. Change my name to Aaron.
But why do we call
Why does Aaron get two A's in the front of it? Nobody ever brought that up? Nobody talking about that? There's two A's in front of Aaron. I think one of them would do well. It's fine. It's enough. I don't have two C's in front of my name.
You have a CH, though. You're not Tris. You're Chris.
I mean, we're getting into the etymology of things.
So we're breaking things down with Chris.
Where
Canfield
does Canfield come from? That's what
I'm straight off the boat, baby. England royalty. Boom.
Royalty.
Give me the crown.
Cans in a field? What were your people doing?
There's a crown in our family crest.
You have a crest?
We do have a family crest.
Where is
it?
Nice.
I have a book at the house.
Do you have a tattoo of it?
Huh? No,
I don't. A lot of people get their family crest tattooed on them.
It's really? Cool.
Yeah, it's a thing.
Is a thing?
It's a thing in the tattoo world.
There's a spot on my lower back that's not filled yet.
Tramp stamp.
That's a lie. You know it's filled. I'm related to Sir Walter Riley.
Yeah.
The guy that founded Riley, North Carolina.
There you go.
Option number one.
It's some pure royalty right there, man.
He was he was decapitated.
Ooh.
And Sir Walter Riley, my family's related to him.
Really?
In the tree. Yeah. Nice.
So they decapitated him. I think it was Queen Elizabeth I was his friend. She sent him on all these expeditions. And when the next king took over, he was like a real asshole. So Sir Walter Riley came back and tried to like basically like take over England from him. So he threw him in the Tower of London.
Chop.
And then they needed someone to run to America, so he left him out, and he made this run to South America and came back. And then the revolution tried to happen again, and then they beheaded him.
Wow.
And his body's buried in the Westminster Abbey.
Here you are, busy
boy. Here you are.
Well.
Watch your neck, dude.
Seriously.
Protect your neck.
Wear
a
scarf.
Have
mine is like
in the back of my head here. I don't know if that's part of the
noblemen's from England, but they like bred. They were known for breeding boars. There's boars on the family crest.
Really?
Yeah.
Boar breeding.
Boar breed.
Runs in the family.
It's interesting.
Yeah, right?
Now, yeah, I don't know. Noblemen that like apparently monopolized the boar market. I have no idea.
Nice. Well, how about that?
I love I love me some wild pork.
Yeah.
There you go.
There we have it.
Yeah. You know, I'm
seriously though, what the fuck is
Benjamin Franklin's in my family?
Nice.
Yeah, oh my god.
No.
That was the most hilarious thing ever.
That's a couple episodes back. He comes out with a piece of paper and his mom gave him.
And you know what? I went down and I talked to my mother, right?
Wait, what is the follow up to this?
I said, listen, you gave me the family tree. And at the top of the family tree in bold print, it says that we are related to Benjamin Franklin.
Benny Franklin.
And she said, then I took it on the podcast and I said that. And then they went, wah, wah, wah. Because they asked for the dates of his lifetime, and the dates didn't line up.
He's talking about somebody in the 1800s. We're like, wait a minute.
And you know what my mother told me? She goes, well, you know, Franklin was the middle name of your Uncle Ben.
So Canfield.
They dropped the last name off of the family tree so that it looked like it said Benjamin Franklin.
Kelsey, he was so giddy that day. He came out to me charming with his paperwork in his hand.
Yeah, he's like, so guys, proud. I found out something really interesting.
We just busted him right there on the show.
Oh, yeah.
Charming had a blast with this one.
Instantly, I was like, wait a second.
I think he's a kite.
Yeah.
He's a kite. Yeah. For sure. Yeah.
There's a new insult
now. On it.
Wait, there's a new insult now.
What?
You're a kite. Fucking kite. You're an anchor.
Oh, God.
There you go. All right.
I think that's a show. I think that's
Kelsey,
a show.
I do too.
Let's wrap this motherfucker up.
There you go.
It's warm in here.
Yeah. It's very warm in here.
Yeah. I think it's a fireball.
Is it?
Yeah. There was a fire. I don't know. I don't know what happened.
Anywho.
Kelsey,
did you have a good
yada
time?
Yada.
Yeah, this is fun. I love it when everybody just talk. Like, this is what it's about. Yeah,
an hour of bullshit.
Yeah, I love it.
Rock on.
It's good structured bullshit.
Yes.
Yeah.
Has to be structured.
Yeah.
What's all right.
Structure? Look out for HubFest.
Yeah, somehow.
HubFest.
Oh, yeah. 2020. Lots of stuff.
April.
Lots of stuff.
April 2020.
Wait, are we going to center it around the movie launch?
Oh, April 1.
We should do the comedy on 420.
Yeah. I was going to say
that would be so fun.
April.
Yeah.
HubFest.
This is where we fade out. Keep on talking. HubFest, all that good stuff.
HubFest 2020, 420.
Yeah. Woo!
You've been listening to The Hub Show with your hosts, Charming Grisette, Chris Canfield, and Jay Heisch.